There's a really great performance. In the old days, when they didn't have tuners, people would just tune up at full volume. And there was no mute, they would just be hardwired. The tone was a lot better because there was not that much resistance in the chain, and so the guitar tones were a lot better back then. Just hardwired right into the amp. There's a video recently just showed up on Corporate Tube. And it's a concert, Jimi Hendrix concert, and he comes out and he introduces him, I don't know, 10,000 people. And he comes out, and the first thing he does is like, give me an A. Ba-ding, ba-ding. Ba-ding, ba-ding, and he goes through and does the whole, you know, tune's like wide open, with it, like the Marshall totally downed out. And he doesn't quite get it, but then he just takes off. It sounds awesome. Store. There's this kind of tricky banjo tuning that's kind of like the Doc Boggs banjo tuning. It's this weird tuning. It's kind of like Skip James, like he had this sort of cryptic tuning. So Grisman, realizing a golden moment, puts every banjo in the store in this weird tuning that this guy sort of came up with. So he's a real stoic dude, you know, he comes in and every banjo in that store is tuned to his tuning. He doesn't react at all. Never says a word. So like 30 years later, I think Kristen finally asked him, now damn it, how come he didn't notice that? You know, it was like a really long payoff on that joke. It was too cool. He didn't say a word. It was all in his personal banjo tuning. Didn't flinch. This is a little Doc Boggs tune. As soon as someone started dancing, we would immediately change the song. There ain't gonna be any of that shit. So one night we were playing in Blacksburg, Virginia, and this place, probably about this many people, but smaller room, and it was on a Sunday afternoon, and one of our fans had taken a bunch of LSD, or something like that. He was pretty wrapped up. But it's kind of a mellow scene, and there was like kids there and everything, and so he just decided it just wasn't raving enough. And so right in the middle of one of these songs, he jumps out in the middle of the stage, starts doing this totally kinetic sort of Sufi, you know, mystic dance or something. Mark and I, realizing the golden opportunity, switched over into 5/4 just to screw with it. And it was real funny to watch his face because it was like, it must have been like that. The face of the mother whose kid falls in the rhino cage. Even though she's selfieing it, you know, taking a movie of it, for some reason, why does my child fall in that cage? But fortunately, I've got it documented for the ensuing suit. Yeah. So it was a little moment of music history. Right there. You can see in the guy's face, he knew something was desperately wrong. He just couldn't figure out what it was. He was way too high to kind of figure it out. Just a little bit out of one of these guys. Not much, just a little bit.